Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. Yes, the Royals and Chiefs will be playing at the same time tonight.
Hopefully they didn't pay the umpires tonight.
Maybe the Chiefs forgot to pay the refs.
No, we're not going to go there. However,
it is funny, though, how the entire league in one sport is claiming that Kansas City pays the refs, and the entire league in the other sport is claiming that the other team is paying the refs.
Maybe refs just make mistakes.
No.
They have 25 different cameras looking at that play at second. And still,
24 of them showed that he was out.
Yes, still called that runner safe. And I think we would have won had that not happened, but we are putting that in the rearview mirror, and we are looking forward to this evening's sports festivities.
They're going to beat the Yankees tonight.
You think so?
Yeah. Got to be positive.
I hope you're right, man.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a letter downstairs, and I said, I'm a little late to the game here, but no chance any Royals tickets will be freed up before Wednesday, and I just got a reply back.
LOL.
Probably not.
What was that response that Dana got?
Dana's response was, I said, look, if somebody like comes down with tuberculosis and there is a ticket, it was good to know.
Good to know.
I would be available. Good to know. Never heard back.
You're on the list. It's 100 people long, but you're on it.
Get in line.
Scott Parks. Yeah. Never heard of him.
Yeah, right. By the way, on the vacation, on the plane, I know I'm late to the show, but we checked out this movie, and I mentioned it in passing earlier in the show, called American Assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I'm going to look it up.
Came out in 2017. Hell if I know what his name is. That one went completely under my radar. We watched it on the way. I mean, I was at the edge of my seat.
It's Michael Keaton.
Oh, Michael Keaton's in it, yeah. But he's sort of supporting actor.
Okay, so I will tell you, I have seen the first 30 minutes of American Assassin, and then I either fell asleep or something came up.
It's so good.
I will go back and finish it. Michael Keaton plays the older statesman that's trying to teach the younger guy how to be a good
CIA.
CIA person. Right. Yes.
And he's Michael Keaton's the tough old CIA guy.
Yes, crotchety.
Yeah.
Grizzled.
The other one, other one we watched, and because I don't think Denzel Washington has ever made a bad movie. Safe Room.
Oh.
With Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. I don't know when that came out. That is a Run, Do Not Walk. That is a great movie.
I have, and we'll have to be careful describing this, an airplane-related movie story. And when I asked Sam to look it up, he said, that can't possibly be the story you're telling me to look up because it has a word on it that we probably would not use on the radio.
Safe House, by the way. Sorry.
And I replied, yes, Sam, that is most definitely the story I'm talking about.
So if your jet's going down and you need to leave it quickly, you perform an ejection. Wow. This word is similar.
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. On this flight, it doesn't even matter where, the TV screen during a 9-hour flight, all of that technology went down so that you aren't able to play Texas Hold'em. I'm not able to watch the little plane icon. It just wasn't working.
Okay.
But what they figured out was that if everyone agreed on one movie, collectively, they could somehow have the technology to put one movie on every single screen on a full 9-hour flight. So they took a poll. Flight attendants came up and said over the intercom, okay, we're going to do this by a show of hands. Would you like to see the cartoon Inside Out 2? Raise your hands. Eh. Would you like to see Aliens Romulus? Raise your hand. Then they came to this movie, and Sam, I had never heard of the movie. Do you have it in front of you?
I don't.
And for some reason, everyone on the airplane says, yes, that is the movie we will watch, starring Madonna's ex-husband, Sean Penn, and the woman that was in the very erotic novel.
It's called Daddy-O. Stories.
It's called Daddy-O.
Yeah.
Oh.
The movie's called Daddy-O?
It is.
The one Sean
starring
Penn?
Starring Dakota... I think Dakota Fanning and
Dakota Johnson.
Johnson, pardon me, and Sean Penn.
Yes.
I don't think Dakota Fanning's even of age yet.
Here's the problem with this movie. It is largely set in a cab where Sean Penn's character is the cab driver and this beautiful young Dakota Johnson is the sole passenger.
They're having a conversation throughout the film.
Yes. And at some point...
Why do I feel like you're walking on eggshells?
It turns into erotica.
Yeah.
Or the type of film, like 50 Shades of Grey, that you wouldn't want necessarily to be watching with an entire group of people, including children and grandmothers and moms and mothers-in-law.
So it's like 9.5 weeks
And there
Kim
are
Basinger.
Some people there, like, on a business trip, so it'd be like you and me and Dan and Sam awkwardly watching this. They can't get it turned off. The entire plane has to sit through this movie that also includes images, I believe, of Sean Penn from the waist down.
Mm. My, my.
Yeah.
Easy there, Captain.
Now, it started off of just a run-of-the-mill conversation between a cab driver and the cab hailer.
Yes.
And then it turned into a more intricate conversation about the important things in their lives, and apparently that... It got them excited.
Here's what's funny.
Okay.
Because of the setup of the way they did this on the plane so that everyone could enjoy a film that they all, they just thought, Sean Penn, I'm in. He's one of the great American actors. We'll watch the Sean Penn movie. So because of the way it was piped through every single seat, it couldn't be paused, dimmed, or turned off. And to make matters worse, passengers couldn't avoid the scenes by simply removing their headphones either, because all of the sequences take form like there's sexting in the movie.
But they're in the same car.
There are three people in the entire movie.
Yeah.
This sounds terrible.
No,
you're telling me
it's like one of those artsy type of
everybody
movies.
On the plane wanted to watch a movie with three people in it.
Yeah, Dan, artsy.
Here's what I will say. Apparently, the synopsis of Daddy-O, like, does not reveal that this is not suitable for all audiences. you know, it says, oh, you know, like a drama.
Then what's it even on starring, doing on a plane?
Well, they,
okay, here's the description. You ready?
Yes, please.
A woman taking a cab ride from JFK engages in a conversation with a taxi driver about the important relationships in their lives.
Okay.
And then... not in the description. Not there.
My question is... how long is this taxi ride?
Apparently traffic was stalled, Dan, because it's the entire damn movie.
From JFK to heaven?
I mean, it's 101 minutes long. I mean... JFK
to heaven. Listen to this from The Guardian, okay?
Wow.
This is a film that was apparently chosen by the majority of an entire plane. Hundreds of people.
No way.
When asked, how would you like to spend a tedious 9-hour flight, apparently responded by singling out a ruminative, dialogue-heavy... blank blank over something like The Fall Guy. Who on earth are these people? What sort of ridiculous pathology causes a majority of passengers to decide that is what we are going to watch collectively?
Where was this plane coming from?
It was from Australia to like somewhere else. It was a long flight.
Okay, that's fine.
It's rated R for language, sexual material, and brief graphic nudity.
Right. That would be the Sean Penn. Yeah. So here's why this story is funny to me. We've all been in a situation like where you don't understand the opening scene of, I don't know, Wolf of Wall Street, and you sit down to watch it with your mother. It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Movie.
You think like this is going to be about finance. Mm-hmm. Sort of was. It was sort of financial. Do you not remember every single time, especially with your mother, because mine was Purple Rain, where you sit down to watch something and then all of a sudden it's like, where's the remote? Oh my God, did not see that coming.
I remember taking my mom to see that Adam Sandler movie.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems, where maybe 10 to 15 minutes into the movie, Maggie just got up and walked out.
Now, by the 15th minute, there had already been 347 F-bombs.
Yes, and we
and
didn't
you were
know
thanking
that.
God she walked out. You were like, this is just better for everybody.
It was me, she who shall not be named, and my mom. My mom drove herself to the theater, and we're like 10 minutes in. And she just looks at me, she goes, I'm going home. And she just got up and walked right out. Maggie will tolerate a lot of violence in a movie. Like, the movie Seven is one of her favorites. Heads in boxes, no problem.
Isn't that interesting?
F-bombs or sex, Maggie's gone.
And isn't that interesting? There's a lot of people that are like that.
Now, Uncut Gems is a fantastic movie if you can get past all of the profanity.
Right. So the airline today issued an apology for what happened.
What airline was it?
Qantas.
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 Mm-hmm.
And then whoever landed stayed at the La Quinta.
In a statement, Qantas via the La Quinta said, and I quote, this movie was clearly not suitable to play for the entire flight. And we sincerely apologize to the customers for this experience.
Now, I'm not a prude. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But why would they, if on any flight, there's going to be children or people who are a little sensitive to certain kinds of things in movies. Why would you even include that on the catalog of movies you could choose?
Because
a kid could see it sitting behind you.
Right.
For example, graphic nudity.
Right. Or graphic texting, including words that probably a 9-year-old would be able to read, but would be like, oh my, like there are words in the sexting between the two of them from the front seat to the back seat that you would not want popping up on a screen in front of your child.
Back in the day, they used to edit these types of movies for more public play, like on a plane.
Yeah, the rated R version, and then the version that does not include the things that are,
Well, I've never seen this movie, but it sounds like it would have been about 3.5 minutes long.
Well, it's already a Sam at an hour, 101 minutes?
Well, that's more than an hour and a half.
You know they sold more drinks on that flight. Can I make it a double? Yes, please.
And now they've got a smoking section on that plane.
Yeah, in the back. That's right.
Do you have any
Everyone's
Ambien?
Lining up in the back.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Story here from CNN. Being an armchair detective has turned into an American obsession. Fueled by the abundance of true crime content in podcasts and TV series. But some of those projects have sparked actual legal developments.
Yeah.
The latest example involves the high-profile case of brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez, everybody who's our age knows their names, convicted and sentenced to life in prison for the 1989 murders of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, inside their Beverly Hills mansion. On Thursday of last week, prosecutors in Los Angeles announced they are now reviewing new evidence presented in their case ahead of a hearing next month, including a letter written by Eric Menendez, who is now 53, that his attorneys argue corroborates allegations the brothers experienced years of sexual abuse by their father. In their petition to review the case filed last year, attorneys for the brothers also cited the Peacock docuseries Menendez plus Menudo, Boys Betrayed.
Now, remind everybody what the Menudo band member came out and said a few years ago. I had forgotten about this.
The Menudo band member, who was 14 at the time, said in a sworn affidavit that he was raped by Jose Menendez,
who was a Hollywood music mogul producer person.
Big shot, yeah.
The Menudo brothers would not have known Eric and Lyle Menendez from Adam.
So Menudo was a revolving boy band out of Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Probably the most famous to come out of it is Ricky Martin. But there, after a certain age, you had to leave Menudo and they would replace you with another young Puerto Rican.
So ask yourself, Scott, why a boy band member who went on to have some success years later would come forward and say the monster Jose Menendez, and I believe he lived a monster and died a monster. Why would you come forward and say in a sworn affidavit that you were raped by Jose Menendez? He doesn't owe those two boys that are sitting in prison anything. And yet he came forward with one of the most painful, awful crimes against him that maybe only those closest to him knew about. He raised his hand and said, this happened to me too. I have screamed for years those boys were victims. Did they shotgun blast mom and dad to their deaths? Yes. Would that outcome of that case been the same had the jurors in the second trial been allowed to hear the evidence of years of horrifying sex abuse? No. It would have been manslaughter at best. They would have been out 20 years ago and you know it.
Riddle me this, Batman. When you're putting on a defense, you are allowed to bring into evidence certain things that would point to either an excuse or a motive for your potentially criminal behavior. Why were they not allowed to bring into evidence the allegation that dad was raping his son?
And mom knew it.
The judge has carte blanche to strike any of that evidence.
But you have a right to defend yourself.
Here's the difference, Scott. The judge in the first trial allowed that testimony, and family members of Jose and Kitty took the stand under oath and said, those boys confided in us as early as age 9. They were being molested. They didn't have the correct terms or verbiage as young boys, but they confided in us, and I will not get into the graphic detail of that testimony, but it was graphic.
We got it.
What was happening with dad as early as age 9. Family members testified to that in the first trial. The judge allowed that. It was a hung jury. It was hung right down gender lines. The women on that jury thought it was manslaughter because of the abuse. The men on that jury couldn't understand or didn't buy that a father could do that to their sons behind this white picket fence in Beverly Hills. They just couldn't believe that something so horrible could happen to this perfect rich family, right? So first trial's hung jury. Second trial, new judge. The judge says, nope, we're not allowing that evidence
in. Why?
It was a slam dunk for murder at that point because there was no way, in the absence of all of that, it just looked like two rich kids that shotgun blasted their parents to death.
Well, so they could spend the fortune.
And their behavior after these killings
was, they bought a Rolex.
Was and a car.
Yep.
And lived the high life, went out clubbing.
But they already had the high life. And one of the things their defense attorney said was, if this was about money, they had they already had the high life, except they were living a nightmare. They already had that high life. And so why would you do something that so obviously would lead right back to you with the purchase of the guns and all that if there wasn't a reason? And of course there was a reason.
You think they ever get a new trial?
Yes.
You do?
Well,
and it is time served. Let them out. They're not a danger to society.
And you had mentioned last week that they would, as kids, would fight over who
had to sleep with mom.
Right, as if they were fighting so that they didn't have to.
One of the cousins testified, Scott, when dad was out of town, the boys would get into knockdown dragouts over who, quote, had to sleep with mom. And she was so 17 gross. At the time, the cousin. And the cousin said, I didn't really understand it. Like, it was my Aunt Kitty. Like, what was going on with that? Well, yeah. Fill in the blanks with what you think was going on with that. That was a house of horrors. And I have been furious to this day those boys are still buying bars.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All eyes on Tampa for the next 48 hours as Hurricane Milton has now increased to a Category 5 hurricane. Went from a Category 3 at 7 o'clock this morning to a Category 5 by noon.
It will barrel into the debris from Helene that hasn't been removed.
That's because the contractor in Tampa never showed up to pick up the trash. And there's a meteorologist in Florida. He's been there forever.
John Morales,
and he was on the news earlier today. Sam, can you play a portion of that, please?
It's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped. It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific. Maximum sustained winds are 170 60 miles per hour, and it is just gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico, where you can imagine the winds, I mean, the seas are just so incredibly, incredibly hot, record hot, as you might imagine. You know what's driving that. I don't need to tell you. Global warming, climate change, leading to this and becoming an increasing threat for the Yucatan, including Merida and Progreso and other areas there. Let's see if I can show you the latest. There's the Cat 5 information.
God.
Winds 160
miles. You hear the emotion
hour.
In sure. his voice
sure.
As he's talking about what is going to happen. Hurricane Milton, this is 12 minutes ago, has sustained winds now up to 180 miles an hour, central pressure down to 905. They are looking at this as one of the strongest hurricanes ever observed in the Atlantic Basin. I think it will be the largest to hit that specific spot.
In 100 years.
In 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even he is predicting that it will go down to a Category 3 before it makes landfall in Florida.
The problem with that is
good news.
The problem with that is, though, Sam, this is
what, a Category 5.
It is, but the problem with that is the ground is so saturated, they are still reeling from Helene. This is the worst 1-2 punch. The debris is still everywhere. That all becomes, as Brian Busby described to us in the 2 o'clock hour, that all becomes a projectile.
Mm-hmm. And I was talking yesterday morning, Darla J, everybody remembers her from back in the day.
Yeah.
She lives about 13 to 15 miles inland from Tampa, southeast of Tampa. And we were on the phone yesterday morning, talked for like an hour, and she goes, what do you think I should do? And I said, Darla,
get out.
I wouldn't screw around with this thing. I would go to the east coast of Florida, because by the time it gets to the east coast of Florida, it's going to be a Category 1 or less, probably less, a tropical storm or depression. And I said, I would get a hotel room on like the fifth or sixth floor somewhere on the east coast, and I would just ride this thing out. Well, we're going to get her on the phone tomorrow. She has decided to stay in her home because her niece apparently lives in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and has a dog, and her niece needs a place to stay that's safe, safer than what Tampa, St. Petersburg is going to be. So her niece is coming over to her house tomorrow.
Why are they saying, Sam, even if it goes down, you're looking at words like the rapid intensification will break records in the United States? So I want to feel better that it's going from a 5 to a 3, which is still 140 miles an hour winds.
But that's the rapid intensification. So when it went from a 3 to a 5 today, because when we were talking with Brian Busby in the 2 o'clock hour, I said, have you ever seen a storm, a hurricane, go from a Category 3 to a Category 5 in 5 hours? And he said, never in my life.
Naples, I'm going to name some cities you will all know. Naples is looking at a 4 to 7 foot storm surge. Fort Myers, as we're going up north, 6 to 10 feet. Sarasota and Tampa, 10 to 15 feet. Mm. And then as you get closer to that bend, that armpit, as I call it,
the Big Bend,
Crystal River, 2 to 5 feet.
It says here that this is the biggest storm that Tampa will face in a direct hit since 1921.
So 103 years.
Yep.
Hmm.
And that storm, based on these pictures, didn't leave much.
People are trying to get out. I mean, you've seen they've reversed the highways to one way north and out. And traffic's, look, last time I looked, looks like it's crawling along around 20 miles an hour on the highways.
See, you know, I was thinking about this over the weekend. We have flirted, you know, when the day comes, when we retire, when this show just fades away, we flirted with the idea of maybe moving to the southeast somewhere and retiring there. This is all changing everything, because, you know, when you see the devastation out of Asheville, North Carolina, which is in western North Carolina, you know, you would think it's inland enough that a major hurricane isn't going to really impact it. But that storm, Helene, just parked itself, and it wasn't even a hurricane by the time it got to North Carolina. It was just a huge storm with lots of water and with rather flimsy infrastructure in western North Carolina.
Well, and they had already had days of rain prior to
that.
Right,
right. And you just add more and more onto it, and the creeks and the rivers swell, and it just becomes devastation. And I mean, I look at those pictures and I want to cry.
Well, and you had mentioned how you weren't going to go to Florida because of hurricanes. And if I remember correctly, you said, I'll go to North Carolina.
I said Greenville, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Which, by the way, Joe Noyes' family still lives there, all four of his kids. And I think they're fine. Well, I know they're fine. But the city of Greenville was like at one point, I might be speaking out of school here a little bit, like 60% of the residents didn't have electricity. Just because of a gigantic storm.
Death toll, by the way, from Helene inched up to 227 over the weekend as the grim task of trying to recover bodies continued more than a week after that monster storm ravaged the southeast. Killed people in six states.
Mm-hmm. So what? Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee. And there's got
to
be another
one. And Helene came to shore as a category four.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to see something coming to shore as a category three as good news after what has happened there.
Well, to your point, the ground is already saturated. There is trash literally piled up at the end of everybody's yard waiting for it to be picked up.
And not trash, couches, armoires. I mean, this is not just like a week's worth of trash. Yeah, it's debris.
Right. It's home wreckage. From when Helene rolled through
mattresses
10 days ago. Somebody says, I have an aunt and uncle live in Greenville, South Carolina. They just got power back yesterday, 10 days after they lost it.
Man.
And we were eyeballing Greenville because it's 3 hours from the coast, but it's far enough inland that you would think, no storm's going to mess with Greenville. It's too far inland. Apparently not.
Patrick Mahomes has arrived, by the way, at Arrowhead. The red carpet is out. He is wearing a very nice pair of jeans. I'm guessing a designer cherry red backpack.
Well, of course.
But his sweatshirt is blue with a Kansas City Monarchs logo on it.
The old school one, yeah.
Yes, as a nod to the Royals playing tonight as well.
Nice. By the way, a team that he partly owns.
Always class.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Welcome back. Before we go any further, we would look foolish, tone deaf, like we didn't pay attention to the news, which we do, if we didn't at least acknowledge what today is. It was 1 year ago today that Hamas terrorists broke through the fencing between Gaza and Israel and slaughtered 1,200 people, raped countless people, took 200 and some odd hostages, 101 still remain unaccounted for, and several of them are Americans. And the front page, the front cover of the Jerusalem Post today just has the newspaper banner at the very top, Jerusalem Post, and the rest of the front page is white.
It's just blank.
With only this in the middle, October 7, 2023, and then in smaller letters underneath it, 1 year on, words still fail to capture this day.
Your cover of the New York Post says simply, bring them home. With photos of all 97 of the hostages.
Oh, was it 97? Okay, I thought it was 101. I beg your pardon. I can still remember watching the news as this unfolded that day. It was horrible. It remains horrible. I'm not looking to make this political in nature because I don't think it is. But this has torn that nation apart. In some respects, it's torn this nation apart. As people start choosing sides, who's the worst? Who's the best? It's awful. I don't know what to say. We're in the business of saying things. And other than it's just horrible. And I can't believe a year later we're still dealing with it.
An entire year.
That they're dealing with it.
Sometimes, as the Jerusalem Post put it, words cannot accurately describe.
Yeah. And look what's happened just in the year since, you know, with Hezbollah and Iran and The Houthis down in Yemen have become incredibly active. It's just a tinderbox waiting for a match to be struck. And maybe that match has already been struck, quite frankly. Anyway, I don't know what else to say. It's sad. Story here. On a much lighter note, it is no secret that holding your dream wedding can come with a nightmarish bill, but a recent study revealed that the cost of nuptials has climbed so high in some places that it's actually more affordable to buy a house.
And that's saying something.
In 47 American cities, including New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia, the average price of an 8% down payment on a single-family home is less than the average cost of a wedding. In New York City, the median cost of a single-family home is $698,000. The average cost of a wedding is $63,000.
The expectations in the wedding realm have gotten so out of hand.
We've done that to ourselves.
Well, it's keeping up with the Joneses. You want
to
have a bigger wedding than the next
ourselves.
Guy. So that you can post pictures of it on your social media and wish you had the money back
Speaking
later.
Of love, did you see 72-year-old Bill Belichick and his girlfriend?
Oh, that's so love.
Posted some beautiful photos from a very romantic summer.
You left out that his girlfriend's 23.
She is 23, yeah. Sam. I believe love knows no age.
Yeah, it does.
He is
59 years.
72, and she is 23.
Too many.
And they had a fun-filled...
Let me see her face.
They had a fun-filled, romantic summer. She is...
Okay.
They are in front of a lighthouse.
She is model hot.
She's younger than his grandchildren. I'm not judging. I'm just saying she is.
Okay. Now, she's attracted to him because of his good looks and charm?
That's right.
He is wearing, in this beautiful sunset lighthouse photo, he is wearing a Taylor Swift Eras Tour sweatshirt. He's a Swiftie.
No, he's not.
She loves him for his taste in music.
And his...
Man, nothing sounds better than a 45. A what?
It shows them hiking. Look, they've golfed.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, you want me to believe that he walks the course?
He's very fit. I don't know.
No, he's not. He's not
Here
fit.
They are on a yacht. She is a former pageant queen. You know.
She was a cheerleader for the team that he previously
coached
for,
correct? They seem very, very happy.
No. No, they don't. She seems very convinced that he's not going to outlive his money, and she's going to get some of it. You better put a ring on it.
I am not throwing stones. I am just passing along the news, Scott.
Now, if this was, what's her face, the bimbo down in Texas with the rich oil guy.
Really?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith.
God rest her soul.
You would have called her out?
He was 90 and didn't know what day it was or where he was.
Do you think that she's really in love with Bill Belichick?
I think they are learning to find things in common.
You've like previously money? Called her out.
Soup?
Soup?
Do you like clam chowder? I do.
How many teeth should I get in my dentures?
I mean, she's as shallow as a kiddie pool. Seriously.
I believe in love, Scott.
I do, too. I also believe that people love money. Clearly, she does. If that was my child, I would be mortified.
All of her friends were mortified.
Are you being serious?
No, if you were his adult children.
Oh.
Grandchildren.
You would be like, come on.
No, his grandkids are older than her.
I know. You'd be like, come on.
Don't you see a dad?
No, he has glaucoma.
Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name's Scott. Don't forget to sign up for our next cornhole tournament. It is in less than 2 weeks at Serve in Overland Park. All the proceeds going to KC Pet Project. You can register your team at KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.